Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing through 2 Samuel chapter 22, which is a song that David sang unto the Lord. He says this in the first verse. When the Lord had delivered him from all of his enemies, from Saul and everybody else who came against him. And it's a rather lengthy song. Okay, we see it in Psalm 18 also, basically the same thing we have in 2 Samuel 22 here. So we're down to verse 18 where we left off in the previous episode. Verse 18 says this, he delivered me from my strong enemy. So this is David speaking a song to the Most High God, declaring what God has done for him, that God's the one that delivered him from his strong enemy. David's acknowledging that his enemy was strong. Then he says this, from those who hated me, for they were too strong for me. Boy, you ever feel like that? You ever feel like that those that hate you are too strong for you? And we know the ones that are always the hardest are the ones that we love who hate us. And you say, well, how can that be? How can somebody who loves you hate you? Well, what I mean by that is, sadly, too often, very, very close relationships will turn sour for various reasons, you know? And so that's even more difficult. We saw it with David already when he cried out for Absalom, his son, who had turned against him. He cries and he cries and he cries. And he's just so aggrieved over what was happening with that. And he says, the Lord is the one who delivers me from all this because they were too strong for me. We continue, verse 19. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. And so he's saying the enemy came against me in the day of, and that word calamity literally means like a burden, day of distress, day of wickedness, that type of thing. That the enemy came against him, but that the Lord was his support. Verse 20, he says, he, the Lord, also brought me into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Now, this starts to get into some things right here that sometimes we are very uncomfortable with. I mean, we really are. We're very uncomfortable with these truths right here that we're about to see. Watch what he says. The Lord had brought him into a broad place. And that word for broad place literally means what it says, broad, roomy, a wide expanse kind of thing. But in a figurative sense, like it is right here, you know, like it is in the two or three other Psalms, it means freedom from distress, freedom from anxiety. In other words, there's no cares, there's no worry, there's no concern, there's freedom within him. The Lord is the one who has done this, that he's free from enemies, that he's free from oppression. Well, that's what he'd started the whole song with, right? So he says, it's the Lord who has brought me into these places. It's the Lord who rescued me. Why did he rescue me? Because he delighted in me. And that word delighted literally means delight. It means that he takes pleasure in me. The Lord takes pleasure in David. And, you know, we might be saying, well, yeah, that's David. That's King David. He's special. He's anointed to God, et cetera, et cetera. I expect that. But does the Lord take pleasure in us? Does the Lord take pleasure in us? The Lord loves all mankind. Doesn't love what we do, but he loves all mankind. All are fearfully and wonderfully made. But he delights in those who pursue after him. Okay? He delights in those, as David's was, who has a heart after him. Now watch this. This is where it gets honestly challenging for us. Verse 21. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. Oh, really? According to my righteousness. And that word righteousness means righteousness. It can mean justice. It can mean doing what is right. Okay? And it has, as in all words, it derives this ultimate meaning based upon the context. So let me just read these next three verses together and we'll talk about it a little bit. The Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. according to the cleanness of my hands, he has recompensed me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not acted wickedly against my God. For all his ordinances were before me, and as for his statutes, I did not depart from them. I was also blameless toward him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness before his eyes. So in verse 21 right there, he says, the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. In verse 25, it brings a little, brings a little bit of a term of conclusion. Therefore, the Lord has recompensed me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanness before his eyes. So when you read this, it sounds like David's saying, well, you know, I did the right thing. I didn't sin. I kept the ways of God. I didn't act wickedly. I kept all of his ordinances. I kept all of his statutes. I didn't depart from any of them. That's exactly what it says. Because of all that, I'm blameless toward him. I kept myself from my iniquity. I kept myself from sin. What have we seen so far in the life of David? Has he actually done this in the way that we would often interpret living that out? In other words, living a life of, that goes to the extreme, a life of sinlessness. Even more extreme, a life of what we would call perfection. Is that what he's saying? Is that what's going on here? And I would say, no, because David's already acknowledged that it's the Lord who has done everything. I mean, verse 21, the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness. You know, it sounds like, well, he did a certain thing, so it was granted to him because he had done. No, that would be earning something. He hadn't earned any of this. What he's saying is that I have kept my eyes and I have turned to the Lord, even when I disobeyed, even when I sinned, even when I did what was not right. Whenever David was aware of that, confronted with it, be it through the prophet, be it through the Lord, he repented of it. And he turned back to the ways of the Lord. And that's what he's speaking about. He says, the Lord knows. He knows my heart, and the Lord did. He knows ours. He knows that I'm seeking him. And the Lord granted him, even as he did unto Abram, as unto righteousness because he believed. And his hands are clean because of the Lord. He kept the ways of the Lord because of the Lord. Even when he says, I have not acted wickedly against my God, even when he sinned, he would repent and he would press on. And what he's saying is the Lord has recompensed me according to my cleanness before his eyes. He says, I'm considered to be clean before the eyes of God. I'm considered to have uphold the ordinances and the statutes, that even when I failed within them, that I repented and then I pressed on and God considers me to be clean. God does not hold that against us. We as humans do that. We'll sit there and say, yeah, I forgive you, but. And anytime you say but, you haven't really forgiven. Okay, but he's saying God has done this. He said, according to my cleanness before his eyes. It wasn't because of his performance. It was because of his faith and belief in God that when he did sin, that he could repent and press on and God would consider him to be clean. He knows that he's righteous before God because of the tremendous grace and mercy of God. I tell you, it's a powerful, powerful passage. We'll look some more at this in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.